the rate, you know, he spoke at Branson a few days ago, and I didn't make any of those. But the radio had seemed to be the whole thing. You know, he spoke, and then Robert, I don't know how to say Robert's last name.
Robert's going to be there too, probably.
Yeah, but anyway, it appeared that I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but they had the whole thing on there.
Yeah,
radio spot.
They've been doing better about that.
Somebody told me Nodler's going to be there, right?
Nodler's going to be there.
He's going to show up. So,
okay, what are you? You're next, right? Court fees. Oh,
call our meeting to order.
Okay, what he told me, I'm going to say it, and it'll cut to the chase if I say it versus him.
I'm sure you're right.
We have to represent a case on the Eastern District, correct?
Federal Eastern District.
We can either pay an attorney, which is going to be approximately $4,000, we think, because that's what the going rate is, just to defend us in a very, very cheap way. Or we can get his fees and get his fees current for that district for about $2,900, and he could represent us because the case is pretty, I wouldn't say frivolous, but it's...
It's more than just that. I have to be current to,
be current
the
all
districts that I've let lapse, and then... I'm current and I can do it, but otherwise, it's either way is fine with me. So.
And, but the thing is, this is a pretty simple case, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So that's what I'm thinking. We could, on the simple cases, he could just probably do some paperwork and be good with it. So my thought was pay the fees and let him just do a motion to dismiss or whatever attorneys do.
Could you tell us anything about what the case is?
Oh, yeah. I don't
it's
know.
It's a sex offender who has... obviously a lot of time, and has spent a lot of time in the library and filed about I'm exaggerating, but not by much, a 50-page petition. He keeps filing all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've got stacks of paper. And he's citing, he's doing great legal research, better than some attorneys I know. And he's challenging SORNA. And basically, he's challenging the federal and the state sex offender reporting laws so that he won't have to register. And he has sued the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, the Attorney General of Missouri, Jay Nixon. He sued St. Louis.
Costner. Oh, Attorney
Costner.
General.
Costner, I'm sorry. Yeah. Not Nixon. He's now governor. I apologize.
Yeah, okay.
Governor Nixon. Anyway.
I'm sure he's listening in.
He's also sued several sheriffs and chiefs of police around the state because he and the basis for coming and suing Carol McCullough and Branson and for suing Jimmy Russell is that he thinks he might come to Branson and come to some seminar here and that he'll have to register. Well, he doesn't really. It says if you attend a school of higher learning or something to that effect in the statute. Well, as a seminar, it's not really. So anyway, there have been lots of motions to dismiss filed by lots of people that I can piggyback off of. Matter of fact, I've already prepared them, but I can't file them because I'm not registered to be in the Eastern District. I have to pay a lot of lapsed fees, and you guys agreed to pay my fees, and I just haven't kept
Where's
them up because
the
I don't
Eastern
practice
District?
There. It's St. Louis, but it's the southern division of the Eastern District, which is in Cape Girardeau. But it's the U.S. District Court of Missouri, Eastern District of Missouri or something. We're in the Western District of Missouri, and I've let my fees lapse there and one other place. They had records that I was sworn in 1992, and they're fine as long as I pay my fees, and so is the other jurisdiction. It's just... I haven't paid fees because I haven't been practicing there. But if I get current, then I'm fine.
What's the hurry? I mean, we have to make this decision right now?
Or hire somebody to defend the case. Because there was a waiver sent, which basically says, send this in and reduce the costs in federal court. And if you don't, and you don't do it within a period of time, we'll send out a U.S. Marshal to serve the sheriff. It could be some fees that we have to pay there, plus...
The reason I asked that question is you said $4,000. Have we asked if there's? I mean, what kind of research have you done as far as?
From what I understand, and that's why I asked Bob that, and we're using. We had a similar attorney recently who did a very simple.
You just paid $4,100.
We just paid $4,100 to someone locally.
And I understand the case you're talking about. My point is, would it not be wise to just ask somebody? I mean, maybe you know somebody on that side of the state. You've got the paperwork done.
what would you charge me before we assume that it's going to cost $4,000?
Well, I can do that. It's going to cost us some money, first of all, whatever
sure
it costs us.
Cost,
and if we get sued again in the Eastern District, we're going to hire them again and again. I know it hasn't happened before, but we're sued in the Eastern District and we have to answer. And I'm fine with it if that's what you want to do.
I'm just thinking that a phone call or two to maybe somebody you know on that side of the state and see, you know, you've got the paperwork done. Give them the paperwork and all they got to do is file it.
I've got my paperwork. I've got all the paperwork I need. I've got
the waiver deadline. We've got a short.
We're past. They've already filed a motion to have us incur the fees, and they may have already had the U.S. Marshal. They hadn't, as of yesterday, served the sheriff. If we lose the lawsuit, we'll get nailed with those fees. It's imminent that that's going to happen. I've told the sheriff of the situation. So.
Is it possible to make some phone calls and then Monday come back and?
I'll do whatever you guys want me to do.
Will that work? Is what I think Jim's saying. Will that suffice? Or that's why I asked the question a minute ago. What's the hurry? Does it have to be done today?
Well,
technically yes. You're saying because the waiver's.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wait any longer. I mean, I've waited longer than I want to wait now to get in front of you. But if you want me to wait until Monday, I mean, it may not do any harm.
Okay, if we approved it and you went forward to do the registering or what you call it, how's that work? I mean, would you do that today?
I would be doing that probably this afternoon, yes. And I, not only that, I would file the documents and I would file the motion to dismiss, and
can't do that until you do the other, right?
Correct.
But the fees are online. If I understood your conversation with me earlier this week, mm-hmm. So
I don't care what you do.
If we waited this long, I'd like us to just check and see if there's somebody that'll do it. But that's me.
Well, I mean, I'd rather
spend $1,000 if somebody is just as simple as it sounds. And this is something you don't have to do. And
I've kind of already done what I need to do. And
that's what I'm saying. You give him the work. And
it's possible. I mean, I don't know if anybody will charge us $1,000. We can.
We'll see. I'll call around and get some price quotes. But it's like saying, you know, it's kind of, they'll give you an hourly rate. They won't necessarily say. They do other forms of billing, but I don't know that you can get somebody to say it's only going to cost you this amount of money. They'll say we charge this amount of money, and I can tell you in federal district court, you're lucky if you get out of it for $100 an hour with someone in the Eastern District, but if you do, you do. But they're not going to say I'm going to limit it to, you know, 20 hours and it only costs you $2,000, because if it takes them more than 20 hours, they're going to want more money.
Right, but we're talking about a small case, and if it's more than 20 hours, we probably don't want you messing with it anyway, maybe.
I don't care.
The example, the $4,000 example, was an overbill.
But any good attorney is going to want to review the case and review all 50 pages. There's going to be a document review before he even says how much it's going to be. I mean, they're going to review it to give you an estimate. They're going to charge us. So, but you, see what you can do, Bob, and then we'll
I'll come back.
Let's.
Is there any chance somebody in town would have that?
I would quite respectfully doubt that anybody in town is registered in the Eastern District. But it's possible. It is possible. But then. There's not generally, in these federal cases, unless you actually get to trial or some sort of oral argument, a requirement that you go over there and actually appear. But I don't know that you would, if you're going to hire somebody, you'd necessarily want someone that would have to travel.
Right. Well, it's $2,900 is what it costs to get you registered.
Current with everything.
I'd still feel like it'd be worth a phone call or two to see.
That's fine.
See what we could get.
Is that Eastern, Western, North, South, whatever you want to call it, it would bring you up to date in all those things?
$2,900. It'd bring me up to date in all of them. But again, I'll hire another attorney. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you got me questioning. When asking that question, when were you last up to date?
I think in the Western District was 1992.
Oh, so not since, 93. Not in the last 5 or 10 years.
I would say that I haven't been up to date in a couple of these jurisdictions in 10 years, yeah.
Okay.
And you don't have to pay all the fees that haven't been paid over time. I mean, you pay my fees, but right. I've never asked you to pay federal court fees or anything, so.
Again, my point is, it's $2,900. Maybe I'm too tight here, but if there's an attorney that'll do it for $1,000, then there's not a very good likelihood we're going to need it again. Why not save $1,000?
Oh, I'm all for that. I just don't know if we'll find someone for $1,000. That's
and I can tell you right now that if I call, I'm not going to get someone to say I can do it for $1,000 or less, and I won't charge you more.
They're
going to
give us an hourly rate.
They're going to give me an hourly rate, or they're going to want to review the file in depth and figure out how much time it's going to take and do an alternative form of billing of some sort. And I think there'll be alternatives in that alternative form. If it takes this amount, we won't go over this amount. But if this happens, we won't go over this amount. I mean, be kind of
You're telling me my efforts are silly, really, is what you're saying.
I would never say that. I would never say that.
Not likely to be fruitful. How about that?
Not likely to be fruitful. I believe that when I get an hourly rate, there may be somebody that can do it for less than $4,000, and it may cost more than $4,000. But to get them to say up front that it's going to cost you less than $3,000, I doubt I'm going to get anybody to say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that to you if you were offering it to me. An hour over there.
If you're on the private practice, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Okay. It'd be like a doctor telling you, I don't know what's wrong with you. I'm going to open you up, and I'll see what's wrong with you, and I'll only charge you this amount. I don't know what I'm going to have to do.
I may be offending you, Chuck, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
Go.
I'll motion to pay the $2,900 in getting all the fees current for Counselor Bob Paulson. Will I have a second from anyone?
I'll second your motion. After going through the process, it's Bob tells us it's not going to be fruitful, so
I'm just
don't need to waste your time.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
The only other thing that I have is, as you heard, we had a trustee, and he's asked not to be the trustee anymore for various reasons. And I spoke with Bill McCullough yesterday and with John Combs, and either one's fine, but I guess John... Bill has provided me written on the back.
Oh.
Well, no, that's all right. Okay, make a copy of that one.
What are you looking for us to? We need to change the trustee.
We need to make a motion to change the trustee or assign a new trustee.
Yeah, and John Combs is what I'm looking.
John Combs?
Yeah, and you need to sign the document, and she's copying the signature page that I've written on the back of.
Do we need to make a motion to remove the other person?
To accept the
resignation?
Wait a minute. You say John Combs or Bill?
John Combs. Bill McCullough is going to serve as his attorney.
There's still legal fees.
He's already submitted some legal fees that he's done in connection with the work. And he was asking me before, is there any way I can get paid for this when you've appointed
him? I do have a question here. My question is, John's not charging, but Bill McCullough is? From what you understand?
John is going to waive any fees.
Okay.
And we're still going to need to do a
legal fee. We still need legal fees.
Some legal fees to advise him, and it's going to be minimal.
Okay. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's not necessary that the trustee be an attorney.
It's not necessary. I thought it might be a good idea because, you know, there are things that you have to do that an attorney would understand.
Sure.
Well, if John's going to do it and Bill's been serving as his attorney, why not just do that?
So how would you like us to word the motion to remove the other trustee?
A motion to substitute the current trustee with John Combs would be a great way to...
motion to substitute the current trustee to John Combs for Bradleyville Disincorporation.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And I need to have Bill change the last page, the signature page. It might really offend Commissioner Straffis that his first name is now the same as mine.
Wow. I thought we were closer than that, too.
Just but anyway, I need the three of you to sign it, so. That's all I had, and I think at 10:45 you have Aegis Professional Services, further testing or something. Is that right?
Yes, thank you very much. Right here.
Go get this. You want to get the page change, or can you do it real fast?
There's a letter from...
She can't. She'd have to have it emailed to her. She'd have to retype the whole thing.
Okay, so are we going to sign that then and just cross out a first name? I'm fine with that. That's what you want to do.
Is that okay with you?
Cross out initial, I'm good.
Cross out Robert and put Jim.
I've always wanted to be a Robert.
Why?
When I hit my head against the wall one time, I thought I wanted to be a Jim.
Do you have a flu shot too? Or?
Yeah. Collusional.
Anyway, you have some professional services or something?
Yes, I would make a motion that we approve continued testing by EGIS on the basement. They've already done so much, and we're looking at a total of,
not to exceed
$6,800. Is that what that says?
It says not to exceed $5,000.
No, but look there.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, not to exceed $6,800 total.
Correct. That'd be my motion.
For another study?
It's the old bill continue. And some more studies, right?
That's a motion to go ahead and do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you?
I'll second it. Second Chuck's.
Discussion? I've got to visit. I know you've worked
I've
with them initially.
Uh-huh.
And very pleased with their attitude and abilities and seem like they really picked a good one.
They're a good organization.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
No, I think the next thing is 11 o'clock, right, Presiding?
I believe that's correct.
You want to do a 10-minute recess then?
Well, recess, that'll be fine with me.
All right, 10-minute recess.
Okay.